Our business has been shut down 100% since the start of the pandemic orders by Evers back on St. Patrick's Day.
That was Brad Wyduley, co-owner with his twin brother Brian of the White Stag Supper Club, located on State Road 17 between Rhinelander and Eagle River. Supper clubs are usually independently owned establishments located outside of towns in a picturesque setting. There is a throwback feel to these clubs that specialize in fine dining and a friendly atmosphere. A unique feature of these clubs is its signature cocktail, the Brandy Old Fashioned. Wyduley offers his own definition of the supper club.
A restaurant which is very open to family. We specialize in quality food, great atmosphere, great cocktails. It's just a quintessential Northwoods dining experience.
The ownership of many supper clubs, like the White Stag, has been passed down through the generations.
I'm a third generation, and that's been in my family since 1956, so we're going like on our 65th year now.
Even though many supper clubs, like the White Stag, have been around for a long time, Wyduley worries how long they can last without customers.
We're not taking in any income whatsoever in the last 6 weeks here. Plus, we have bills that are going to be coming up at the end of the month.
Although he's confident that they can weather the storm, he does worry about his 9 employees who he had to lay off. One server has been with them for 26 years.
I'm, concerned, for my employees, that aren't on a salary, that are unemployed, because, they depend on the tips and their wages, right down to the dishwashers.
But it is not just the supper club owners, their employees, and their patrons that are affected by the closing of the clubs. The companies that supply food and drink to the supper clubs have had to close or scale back their businesses as well. This includes Edelman Meats from Anigo, which supplies the White Stag.
Edelman Meats is a wholesale distributor. We've been around since 1946. Primarily, our business deals with probably 90% restaurants and supper clubs and so forth.
That was Dan Edelman, who co-owns Edelman Meats with his brother Tom. They, too, have had to lay off 10 employees. Who is left at the shop? Tom explains.
We're just sort of have a just a bare bones crew right now, and just sort of just everything.
Basically, just Dan and I.
Yeah.
And freezers full of food. Dan continues.
It's terrible. Like I said, when you're dealing with 90% of our business is restaurants, of course, and they're all shut down. We're probably reduced down to about 5 to 10% of our normal business right now.
Although many restaurants in the Northwoods are doing takeout orders, that is not true for most of the customers served by Edelman Meats.
As far as steaks go and stuff like that, and that's a majority of our business, people are a little reluctant to put that in a styrofoam container and send it out the door. A lot of people don't want to have a steak like that.
Both the Edelman and Wyduley brothers have been getting information about federal stimulus funds from the organizations like the Restaurant Association, the Tavern League, and the American Association of Meat Processors. They've been passing this information along to their laid-off employees. Tom and Dan Edelman have also been getting some advice from their dad, Joe, who took over the business in 1967 and is responsible for making the business what it is today. Although Joe is currently in poor health, he nonetheless assures them that they will get through this.
He just says, just keep doing what you're doing, keep it the way we've always done, and I think he instilled in Danny and I just what Dan reiterated to you is, don't spend what you don't have.
The Edelman and Wyduley brothers hope that the threat of the virus ends soon, they get their employees back, and supper clubs can get back to what they do best, grilling steaks and making the old-fashioned. In the meantime, Edelman Meat sells directly out of their shop, so you could prepare your own supper club quality steak. And Brad Wyduley offered his old-fashioned recipe to go along with the steak.
A good old-fashioned is made with bitters and sugar and a good booze and a good wash and a smile.
For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.